And welcome back to the Over Fence Show, folks. And now we're going to be joined in the studio by station manager and morning show host, Aaron Moore. G'day, Aaron.
Afternoon.
How you been today?
I'm good. Do you want to do that Surfing for Farmers
Yes. I was going to do some public service announcements earlier. And Surfing for Farmers slipped my attention last week, but I believe it started last week and it'll be going again this week. And that's from about 5:30 at the Surf Club, so that's tonight, Wednesdays. And so get down to that one, and there's a few other things happening as well, like at 1:30 today, so in another 20 minutes or so, there's going to be the Community House, Community Board are having their meeting here in the Town Hall in the Supper Room, so if you fancy getting down and have a look at that. And don't forget Maui Dolphin Day and the Raft Race happening on the 2nd of March, and there's a couple other things, but I can get those next week. But anyway, Aaron, I've have you here today to talk about Aotearoa's longest running independent community radio station, Raglan Community Radio.
That's us, man. Yep.
Yes. And from humble beginnings, I believe. So, in the cupboard in the town hall, I mean, the school, I believe.
Yeah, the school gym's got like a, it looks like it was supposed to be an announcer's booth, which is a bit bizarre because they never do announcements. They never have. But it's off the side of the gym. And I think there's still an old radio station sticker in there. It's just used as a storeroom now. But yeah, that's where they started. And one of the DJs, I remember Kevin talking about when he would do his show on Sunday morning, there's a church uses the gym as well.
All right.
So he'd have to go in before the church service starts. He wasn't allowed to play his music out loud. He had to wear headphones, and he wasn't allowed out until the church service was over.
Right. A lock-in.
Yeah. I don't think he did. I don't think he liked it that much.
Yeah. But, how many people were involved setting it up, do you know?
I've actually seen the minutes from the very first meeting where people were there. There was a list of about 15 people involved, I think, give or take. Yeah.
So it was basically a school thing?
No, it was a community radio, but the school principal, Bo Rewity, at the time, he had a background in broadcasting, so he was quite keen on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he still around town, is he?
No. He left after about a year and a half.
Right.
At which point there really wasn't anyone at the school to kind of who wanted to be involved in it, so it became purely a community station.
Right.
And the DJs used to go in and set off the school alarms when they left and things like that. So they lasted for about 7 years until they eventually came downtown. They got the studio downtown. So it was an imperfect situation.
Like where we are now in the town hall.
I spent a year down down the end of Bow Street anyway, a little room where the Māori Wardens used to be. It's an ice cream shop now.
Oh, yes.
It was there for a year. Apparently it was hideously cold. And then they came up to where we are here in the town hall about the year 2000.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful spot here in the at the front of the town hall.
Super fantastic spot. Yeah.
You can look down, have a look out in the street and see what's up. And, it's a great spot here. So it's been here about 24 years then, the station.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that's quite an alarming number, but yeah.
But
the actual station itself has been in existence since 94.
Yeah. Making it, so you claim, Aotearoa's oldest, longest running independent radio station. Is that actually a fact?
Yeah, so to be clear for our people, our friends at Free FM, they get government funding, and they've probably been around longer than us.
Yes.
But when we say independent, we mean stations that don't get any government funding.
Yes.
I know that up in Dargaville, there's a station called Big River FM, and they were claiming on their website that they were the longest running station, but we started 2 years before them. And I can't find anyone else who started before that and is still going. But there might be, I mean, for all I know, like these little obscure stations exist everywhere and no one knows about them except the people who live in the town. So, yeah, who knows?
That would be I might endeavour to do that this year, I think, Aaron, is try and dig around, when I go places, find, where these, because I think it'd be a great podcast series, to be honest. Community radio.
Yeah. I mean, I know there's ones on like Waiheke Island, Great Barrier. There's one in Coromandel. CFM's quite big, actually. I heard some from people down in the Wairarapa a little while ago. They got something down there, and we met someone. Was it you or was it Sean? We met a guy from Most FM in New Plymouth,
okay,
which is a little independent community station there as well.
Who was the bloke we ran into the podcasting? Who? That was a Waiheke fellow, wasn't it? Is that right?
There were people from Coromandel and from either Waiheke or Great Barrier. I can't remember which.
Yeah. Now I was down passing through, stopped in for a pie at Tōmura Nui. And there was a couple of blokes sitting around and they were playing tunes. And that was a community radio station. So there's one down there, but he was saying there's actually two community radio stations in Tōmura Nui.
It's a big town, man. You're going to handle two.
But yeah, no, so yeah, there's another one. So yeah, it'd be a fascinating little thing to go around and suss out. And you've been involved for how many years, Aaron?
Well, I got involved as a volunteer in 2003. Okay. So it's basically 20 years. But I did a show hardcore for 3 years, and then life was too busy.
Yes.
But I hung around a little bit, and then the station fell on hard times at one point, and I sort of came back to help out.
Right.
Now I happen to be the manager.
Yes.
Yeah, there was no such thing as a paid manager back then, which is part of the problems the station was having.
I was going to say, what kind of trials and tribulations have there been in the station's
To be honest, the station shouldn't be here. Like, the things that have gone on. Like, I went through, one point when I had a bit of time, I went through the old meeting minutes for the committee that oversees the station, and it was, there'd be a good year, and then there'd be a new crisis. So, like when they were up at the school, like, that was a tough time because they felt really disconnected from the community. They finally got downtown. They put the transmitter up next to the Harbour View Hotel, and the guests at the hotel started complaining that it was interfering with their TV reception. So the Harbour View complained to the ministry, who came out and told the station to shut down because their paperwork didn't say that that was their location.
Right.
Strangely, it actually said it was the campground, which is not where they had been previously, so I don't know what happened.
Okay.
But anyway, so they were very depressed, had to go off the air for several months till they got all the paperwork. And that was just one thing. There's been, you know, personality clashes and funding crises, and in between times when it was absolutely humming, you know, especially when they first moved here into the town hall, they must have had about 50 DJs, I think, at one point.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and in those days, yeah. Someone invented an auto DJ, but before that, if there was no DJ on the air, there was no station.
Yeah.
Oh, and then they bought the big move, a 10-disc CD changer.
Right on.
And the last DJ in would put in their favourite CDs and press play.
Right.
And leave.
And just play through till next morning or whatever.
Well, they also had to press the repeat button, otherwise it would stop about 3 a.m.
Right.
And there'd be silence. So it was pretty ramshackle. It was very ramshackle for a very long time.
Yeah.
And still is a little bit, let's be honest.
Well,
I just saw what you did with the CD there earlier, Craig.
Yes, I'm going to have to edit that out.
Actually, listeners should know that Craig's actually lost a CD while he's doing his show.
Yeah,
I'm quite impressed with this. I don't know where this has gone.
Yeah,
I was here.
Yeah,
seems to have disappeared.
I'm gone anywhere, Aaron.
It's because you've become a DJ since digital technology has been here.
Yeah,
and you just don't know what to do with a CD, and it's just run away from you.
Well, I usually just put them on top of the thing over here, right? That's what I usually do.
And it's not there.
But all these people came into the studio when I was chatting away, so obviously in an idle moment when I wasn't thinking about it, I'll put it somewhere. I can't find it anywhere.
For people who haven't been to the station, or if you're listening in Hamilton, we are in the front room of the town hall, and our front door just goes straight out into an open foyer in the street, so people just come and go, which is really cool most of the time.
Yeah, no, I just had some lovely people from Holland actually pop in there in Raglan for a day or two, and then they're heading down Kaffee, then down Taranaki.
I've had people, I had a family once who popped in, they'd seen our sign out on State Highway 23, and then they saw the sign on the window, and they came in to just say hello, and they tuned in as soon as they saw the sign.
Nice, yes.
Yeah.
Actually, I was sitting here one day, and there was a bloke from Grey Linen, Australia. I think it was, I can't remember, it was New South Wales or Queensland. Just happened to pop in and got chatting to him, and he was on a community radio station over there. So I ended up interviewing him.
The guy you said that he said he complained that at his station everyone's just playing Hank Williams?
Yeah, it's like country and western all the time. Yeah,
you've got to be careful about that. Community stations are always under threat from being taken over by country music fanatics.
Watch out, everybody. Country and western's on its way. But yeah, I don't know.
It's coming to get you.
I kind of feel like they should have some representation on the stadium.
Of course, but not 100%.
I don't think any of the DJs play country and western, do they?
Not since Narina passed away.
She played like the gospel.
She played a little bit of country music.
Yes, Nan. She was a stalwart of the station as well, wasn't she?
There are people who have really given their lives over to the station over the years and really committed to it, and it's a huge part. Like any community organisation, and we've got lots of them here in Raglan, and they have these people who really stay committed to them, and Nan really was committed. Yeah.
Recently deceased Clint, he was here for 20-something years doing a show, was he?
Yeah, Clint Badley, a former councillor and a DJ here. We're talking about all the DJs who've passed away, are we, Craig?
No, just sprung to mind.
He was the longest running for 20 years, 20 maybe 2 years. And there was Eddie, Captain Pugwash, he was probably longer, but he had a little gap.
Right.
Yeah, but he's fully retired and moved to Hamilton.
And so now is it Is it John Lawson doing Raglan Talking to Raglan, or is it Jeff doing his Jazz and Mataz show?
No, it'd be Sean. Sean, the current chair of the committee.
Oh, true.
But he had a shoot, like, over a decade between where he didn't do a show, but he stayed. He was on the committee,
okay,
helping run the station for a long time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's been involved kind of the longest out of everybody.
Yeah.
Ah.
But we do most. Put on your short. Most DJs have much shorter runs than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like especially about, I mean, if you're retired, it's much easier. We often get retired people and they stick around for a long time. But younger people, like when I started doing a show, I had a 1 year old, and then another baby was born, and then we were like, I just don't have time for this anymore, so it just had to pull the pin.
Yeah.
And so and a lot of people do that. Well, they have a burst of enthusiasm that lasts for a couple of years, and then they go, or sometimes they're just a couple of weeks.
Yes.
And then they're like, oh, okay. They imagine it's going to be really exciting. If you don't have something to bring, if you don't have some music you want to bring people or some issues like you do and like I do, if you've got something to share, then it's just you in a room by yourself. And admittedly, today we had people coming and going like crazy, but it can be just you in a room by yourself. So you've got to have something that you're passionate about.
Yeah. You've got to keep yourself interested, for sure. Then otherwise, why would you do it, right?
It was cool, but it turned out that's not enough.
One thing I did want to ask you is there's been a lot of technical changes. What am I trying to say here? Yeah, technology sort of shifting and changing, I guess, since in the 15, 20 years, whatever, you've been involved, right?
Not that, or the mixing desk.
Yeah.
But we got a much better mixing desk.
Yeah.
That's,
and it would have been all CDs, but now there's, of course, your Spotify's and YouTube's and this and that.
Yeah, I don't know if people are supposed to play off those, but anyway.
But yeah, well, we don't play off them, of course. But yeah, they're there.
We can handle. Well, what's happened is that the format changes have been constant, so we've got a big mixing desk, so we could handle anything, and we can handle tapes, even CDs, records, all that sort of stuff. But if people bring in a device they want to play off, we can handle two devices at once. What else is up there? Just off computer. That's plenty.
Tape, yeah. Got the old vinyl player over there as well.
Yep.
And I guess the advent of social media have changed the media world.
Oh well, yeah.
I suppose we're kind of, but kind of not. Yeah.
No, we are. Like people have access to so much media now. The whole world is available to them, which it didn't. Like when the station was set up 30 years ago. There were people in town in Raglan who couldn't get any radios because they were down in the valleys or hidden by a hill, and so there was a
still can't get this in Cross Street. I'm informed.
Yeah, there's probably us.
They can't get us in Cross Street, just over the hill over there.
Well, there would be like one house.
That's Chris Meek down in his workshop.
Yeah, I wonder why that is.
I don't know.
There's something wrong, because I used to live on Cross Street, and even when it was just a 10-watt transmitter, we could pick it up. So
yeah, well, that's what he told me anyway.
Yeah, anyway, what was I saying before you rudely interrupted me?
Oh, sorry. Social media and things like that.
So originally there was a need because people couldn't hear anything at all. Now we kind of have to be relevant to people's lives in a way. And we are because the one thing we've got is that we're connected to the community.
Yes.
That everything else hasn't got. And it's a live right now connection, which I think is important. People are still getting media from all sorts of places, but we also have evolved a lot in the last few years. We do podcasting, obviously, thanks actually to our friends at Free FM who helped set us up with that. And we've got, and part of my job on the morning show is to produce news for Raglan, and so that goes out on podcasting, it goes out on Facebook, it goes out on Instagram, it goes out on a written news section on our website, which we try to do for our tiny little budget. So we've technically got 5 media streams, which is nuts for this little place, but as far as I can see, that's, if you want to continue serving the community as a community media entity, you just got to go where the people are. You know, it's no good complaining, oh, it's all changed.
You know. Throw your hands up and, oh, well, you know, da-da-da.
Yeah, you've got to do that stuff.
Speaking of Free FM, yeah, they take the show. Thank you, Free FM, for that. And also take the Musical Journey show from the station. Another great show by Javier and Rodrigo when he gets back in the country. And we're going there on a little visit, aren't we, Aaron? When's that? Next month something, aren't we?
Yeah, end of next month. We're going to go and visit Free FM.
I'm excited about that.
DJs will see what a proper radio station looks like.
So, yeah, look out, Free FM's going to be some coasters drifting in one day. Also, you know, keep the station running. You're talking about funding, things like that. I mean, that's your thing, right? You're the main employee of the station, so you've got to do out, fill out the forms, try and get funds and this and that.
It's not my thing. It's not the thing I love doing. I don't like it much at all, but it's very essential.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, so we get a little bit of funding from local advertisers, which is cool. We much really appreciate their support.
Really appreciate the advertisers, local advertisers, absolutely. Yep.
But yeah, most of the funding comes from grant places like Trust Waikato and Well Energy Trust and people like that, lotteries.
You want to give a few more shout-outs in that way?
COGS department. Yes. No, I should more realistically say who the advertisers locally are, but I'll miss them out if I haven't got a list in front of me. No, we're not going to start because we'll miss someone out there.
No,
unfair.
No. I'm the treasurer. Remember, I should know this.
Oh yeah,
I
should know. Yeah.
We have, of course, the Harbourview Hotel.
Yes,
we have, of course.
It's going to take a while, isn't it?
The Raglan. Not the Raglan. The Waikato Regional Council. Who we're still trying to get
paid. No. We don't talk about that on the
radio. Not on air.
Oh, it's the regional council. Yeah, all right.
Regional Landscape Supplies, the Wild Cafe.
Yes, Stendi Electrical.
The
Environment Centre's advertising the growers market at the moment.
Yes.
Who else are we forgetting? We're forgetting someone. Super Value.
Super Value, Wahine Moi.
Oh, yes. But if you're in Hamilton and you want to go for a tour around the harbour, they're a good choice.
Yep. Is that it? I think it's 10. How many? Well, I should be keeping count.
Oh, there's Wild Cafe. They sponsor a show.
Wild Cafe, yep.
There's not 10, are there?
Oh, Extreme, of course. Our friends.
Ray White,
yeah. Extreme, Zero Waste.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
This is not a very interesting part of this interview, I feel. But,
but anyway.
But thanks, guys.
Got to be done. Yeah, no, I really appreciate it.
Very essential.
People. Yeah. Otherwise, Aaron would be unemployed. We couldn't have that, could we, Aaron?
No. Well, it's one thing about the history of the station. I'm not taking credit for this, just the fact that we have a paid staff member, and I started this job 10 or 11 years ago. The ups and downs of the station was going through, settled down, and we haven't really had any crises since then.
Mm.
And it's just a matter of, because the station was run by a bunch of volunteers who were on the committee, and they only went on there because somebody had to do it, you know.
Mm.
It wasn't why they got involved. So, it's really created a lot of stability.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's all been pretty sweet since for 3-4 years, whatever I've been doing this, I think. It's all pretty sweet.
Yeah.
And how many DJs we got at the moment? I think we're up to around about 40.
Yeah, a little bit less.
Yeah.
Some young ones come and go really quickly lately. Still trying to get keys off them. I am, if you're out there and you're listening.
Watch out, Aaron's going to come for you. But we have two different shows now coming from... What, one in America and one in Canada, is it?
Oh, we've got a DJ in New York and a DJ in out of Auckland, northwest Auckland.
Yeah, and that we were just chatting to the other day. She just started a show from Vancouver.
She hasn't actually managed to do it yet. She's somewhere in the US. I'm not sure. Actually, she might be having a go again.
Yeah.
We learned during lockdown when we tried to set it up so everyone could do their shows from home. We learned some new tricks then, and so. People who had been, one guy who had been a DJ was able to come back to the station. He was really excited about that.
Mm.
So, yeah, that's Ben over in New York.
Yeah, I mean, how cool is that? You know, you know technology is amazing, really, isn't it?
It's it's sweet. Yeah.
You've got to go pretty soon.
Yeah, I've got to go.
I've
got to go do a grant application, actually.
Grant application, yeah. And sit in, of course, on the community board thing, Aaron.
Yeah, part of my, my newsy stuff.
To bring the newsy stuff. Okay. Well, I guess we better leave it there, I suppose, then, Aaron. One last thing, I guess, though. Anyone listening wants to be a DJ?
Oh, just get in touch.
What do you do?
Go to our website and there's an email form you can fill out there. It's just an email connection. Or just come into the studio if I'm here. I'm usually here in the mornings. Yep. My show finishes at 10 and then I usually hang around doing admin work and making jingles and grant applications and stuff like that. So just come and see me if that's you just want to walk in, but email's fine too. And you don't have to have any experience. Most of us had no experience. I had no experience at all.
Mm.
I sounded very dull on my first show. It was a bit of a worry, but I learned how to sound a little more interested.
Good.
We are keen to have anyone who wants to get involved. And we give you the training, and I'm available for help via phone or in the studio anytime.
Yes, you are, Aaron, and I've had to use that a couple of times. And there was one last thing I was going to say, Aaron. What was it? But I've forgotten it now.
You've forgotten.
Was it? Oh, yeah. What exciting things we're going to be doing since the 30th anniversary. Look out in the streets, folks. Regular Media Radio is going to be doing stuff. Hey, Aaron?
Well, we don't know yet. We haven't decided.
We're putting a raft in the raft race anyway for a start,
hopefully. We're putting a raft in the raft race, but lots of people are putting rafts in the raft race.
Yeah, and we'll be broadcasting from there as well.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. We're going to get our outside broadcast stuff set up over there, 2nd of March.
Yes, yes. So,
day.
And So, yeah, keep an eye out, folks. We'll be doing stuff when we make our minds up. What that's going to be, eh, Aaron?
Yeah, well, we're definitely going to Maui Dolphin Day.
Yes.
The Recycled Raft Race.
Yes.
Yeah, and other things after that, we will work that out. Our actual anniversary is until the 5th of November, so we've got a bit of time, which we're going to need.
Bonfire Day, excellent. Parihaka Day. All right, thanks very much, Aaron. Really appreciate it.
Worries.
Yes, listening to Aaron's show 8 till 10, weekday mornings.
Replayed from 6 till 8 for replayed people who drive 8. Over the hill.
Yes.
Into Hamilton. Oh, they're probably not listening right now, though, are they? Because they're at work in Hamilton.
They're in Hamilton working now.
Let them know.
Yes. All right.
Okay, man.
Beauty. Cheers, Aaron. All right. So that was Station Manager Aaron Rule talking about Aotearoa's longest running independent community radio station, Regan Community Radio.